call this special meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, we will go right to the only item on the agenda, which is 3.1, the Edgewater Sewage Diversion. And I guess, is there any questions? Counsel Pucci?
Sorry about that. Could you please, through you, is it to Todd that I'm there?
Yes.
Todd, what is the total cost of the project? Because there's several, it talks about 7.1 million and it talks about another 7.391, and then at the bottom it goes on to another addition onto that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the total cost of the project is $8.9 million. That includes a provisional item that is the reworking of the Kingsbridge pump station. That work is being fully funded by the developer, but as part of the tender, we included that as part of the tender to try and achieve better pricing and also to get some consistency in the bill by having the project completed at the same time.
If I may. Thank you, Todd. If I may, we did talk about, we received a grant originally several years ago, so that's being applied to this project?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes. The SCF grant that we received, I think in 2014 or 2015, I don't remember the year. That's all that. The first part was the pump station number two rebuild behind next to Marsh Work Warehouse. This is the second phase, the force main, and the third phase will be the decommissioning of the lagoons.
Okay, so we're just talking about 8.9 million at this point, at this stage, correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes. This is the second phase of that work. Some of the SCF grant money is applied to this, and we also applied some of the clean water and wastewater funding monies to this as well to try and help alleviate the cost.
And so the total payment from the developer will be the 8.9 million?
Through Mr. Mayor, no. The portion that is paid for by the developer is $917,000. That is for his section of the force main. Some of the other funding includes grant funding, user rates, and debt to pay for some of this project.
So please correct me if I'm wrong. His total payment is $917,000 out of the $8.9 million?
That's correct.
Seems... Okay, so... And the other part of it is that it does state in the report that it's called Jacob, and then it says CM2H Hill. So what is the difference? Like, have they amalgamated now?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, exactly. When the project started, they were CH2M. And now Jacobs has bought them out. So through the process of this project, they're now Jacobs, but residually we still reference them as CH2M because that's what how they started the project, but they are now Jacobs.
Because the letter is sent to you on July 5th said CM2 Hill. Right, the July 5th letter? As recently as July 5th?
They're still using, sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor, they're still using both names. I get some emails that come in as CH2M, some that come in as Jacobs. It's the same company, but it's just that transitioning of naming.
Councilor Pryor?
I'll move the report as presented.
Second, Councilor Milosz. Councilor Pucci?
I just have one more question regarding the $917,000. Is that normal? What a developer would pay concerning the project that we're entering into at $8.9 million?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the portion that the developer is paying is for works that he is solely responsible for, similar to sewage to go to Edgewater. So all the new project is now having a force main that that pump station will pump into. So to say that, is this typical? Yes, the developer is responsible for the infrastructure that he needs to build to move the sewage, and the reception of the sewage is the responsibility of the town, and that's what this project is doing.
Councilor Pryor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, Todd, we, council gets a lot of reports like this, but when's the start date? Because sometimes we end up approving it, we don't see it start till December, and then we're going through the winter time, and so when is potential start date for this?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, once we can't really establish a schedule until it's awarded, but the contract states that the completion of the force main project must be done by November 30th, and the pump stations must be done by the end of March 1st. So it's a pretty aggressive timeline to get the work done. We wanted to make sure the force main was done so that the County Road 20 can be fully open before winter time. So they will be, I'm sure, anxious to get their locates in and get started, because they have a pretty tight timeline to get the force main in.
Just another, if I could, through you, if I could, Mr. Mayor, to the developer, I'm just curious, how many new homes does this potentially allow you to open up?
It will open up the rest of the summer.
Which is?
I think we have almost 700 homes left in there. But all the sewage for the whole development goes through this pump station that's going in.
So that's good news for the town.
Yep.
700 homes. And just in case anybody's checking, Croatia just won.
Thanks for the bad news. Councilor Pujet.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If I may ask Todd this question, I'm sorry I missed it, Todd. The completion of what by November 30th?
Dear Mr. Mayor, the completion, the force main, it's all one project, Councilor Pujet, but because the installation of the force main from the Lagoons area to Alma Street involves underground in the roadway, we sort of set a separate date for the completion of the force main part of it, which is sort of a milestone one. And then the second part is the completion of the pump station works, which takes a little longer because of the long lead time for some of the pumps and other equipment. So we gave that a separate time frame to complete, but the November 30th date is for the force main itself.
Okay. And so when will they dig up the road? That's my concern. Like, that's 18 Highway. That's the road coming into town. When will that be done?
Through Mr. Mayor, as soon as possible, I hope. Obviously, the sooner they start, the sooner they can complete. The timing for that window that we gave them was to have that completed before winter. So I would suspect, unfortunately, the way locates are getting their utility locates takes 2 to 3 weeks anymore. We have to get our contracts in order and everything. I would hope that by the middle of August they'll be in full bore down the highway there.
Councilor Walsh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Todd, what drove the cost up so much from the budget to actual? I'm seeing it was budgeted at 7.2 or 8.1. Was there any one item, or is it just time? I know we started looking at this way back in 2014, or so, here we are today, 2018.
I think the main impact is how busy our contractors are in this area right now. This is $8-9 million job, and we had two tenders close on this project, which tells you that the remainder of the workers are very busy and just unable to even bid the work. And obviously it's supply and demand. The busier they are, the more they can charge, because they know everybody else out there is busy as well. So it drove the cost up some. We did some other comparisons in other municipalities around, and we're seeing a 15-20% increase over budget estimates in a lot of the tenders that have been closing this year. So.
Okay, any final questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Motion to adjourn, Counselor Cryer, Counselor Levine, all those in favor? Carried.